Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 16th, 2014. And as usual, I would like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Australia extends by another year sanctions targeting President Robert Mugabe, his wife Grace, and the country's service chiefs.
We don't attach great importance to Kuma sanctions. There is really no reason why they should have sanctions. We have had peaceful elections, and we are going ahead with the development of Zimbabwe. But we know it's a vendetta. They are against the ZANU-PF. They are against the president of this country.
At the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions leads discussions today on the worsening economic crisis in the country as deflation continues.
And Zimbabwe takes a major step towards protecting women against cervical cancer.
Zimbabwe recorded deflation in February in what analysts deemed a further danger sign for the struggling economy. Deflation worsened in March as inflation dropped to -0.91% from -0.49% in February. Sustained deflation can be dangerous for an economy as a widespread decline in prices may lead to consumers delaying purchases.
Deflation can trigger a destructive spiral where companies forced to cut prices also cut wages and lay off workers, leaving consumers with less money to spend and the entire economy worse off. Economists are predicting that deflation will take years to tackle as the economy is reeling from depressed industrial production. The weakening South African rand has also worsened the crisis. As a result, Chris, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions today held an economic review workshop in Harare amid the worsening crisis that has resulted in this deflation that everyone is talking about. The ZCTU workshop discussed the government's economic blueprint, Zim Asset, the 2014 national budget, the 2014 monetary policy, and the country's economic outlook. One of the keynote speakers at the meeting was Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Godfrey Kanyenze, who spoke with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
We basically went through the definition of deflation, which implies basically that your prices are going down, which implies also that you've got a major challenge in the sense that whilst the goods and services are available on the market, but however, the purchasing power aggregate demand is very limited, is very low. So unlike what happened in 2008, where commodities were not available locally, commodities are available in this deflationary period, but the aggregate demand, the purchasing power to buy those goods is not necessarily there.
What is causing this deflation?
Well, one of the major reasons is with respect to the depreciation of the South African rand vis-a-vis other currencies, in particular the US dollar, which implies, therefore, that Zimbabwe, which is mainly using the US dollar as an anchor currency, will find it cheaper to buy imports from South Africa, which has basically increased the imports that we are buying from that country. So basically coming down as a result of this exchange rate effect. Then secondly, the other aspect has to do with the lack of fiscal space on the part of government. Government hardly has much fiscal leg room. So as such, basically, it cannot do what other countries can do to basically prime the economy by pushing, priming up the money markets and basically ensuring that there is aggregate demand from the government sector. So there's also limited the demand from government itself